Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Now, we eat it in our dinners. It shapes the very world we live in, and it's around us all the time. But what do most of us know about fungus? Well, a high-profile fashion designer has just launched a new collection inspired by fungus, prompting some to predict that the world is about to wake up to fungus. Well, joining me now to discuss this further is Yvonne Buckley, Professor of Zoology at Trinity College Dublin. And thank you, Yvonne, for joining us this evening. So how important exactly are fungi in our ecosystem?
Hi, Sarah. Yeah, well, fungi are really important. And the mushrooms that we see above the ground are like the tip of the iceberg, really. And most of the body of a fungus is actually in the soil or actually in the plants themselves. And this is what Iris van Herpen's fashion collection was all about. It was this entanglement between plants and fungi. Fungi are great collaborators with plants.
And then we have what you refer to as the wood wide web. I see what you did there, in which trees are connected. And I think it's fungi, is it not fungi? Fungi have a function in relation to that.
Yeah, I think you can pronounce it either way, fungi or fungi. But yeah, they are the great connectors in this wood-wide web. So in a forest, you see the trees above the ground, but underneath the ground, they're all connected by different species of fungi. So you can have a single kind of individual fungus connecting multiple trees of multiple species together. And there's lots of different species of fungi there. So there's a forest under the ground of fungi connected to the plant's roots. And what they do is they help the plants to get nutrients that the plants can't access themselves, and in return the plants give them carbohydrates that they're getting from the carbon dioxide that they're taking in from the air.
And are they able to communicate with each other then through this wood wide web?
Well, this is fascinating. There's some research showing that signals, chemical signals and electrical signals, can pass along the fungal mycelium below the ground. And it's not clear, not entirely clear yet, exactly whether information is being passed around, but they certainly can swap nutrients. And fungi can actually control which plants get which nutrients. So they can decide which trees are going to be the winners and going to get lots of nutrients and which trees they're going to not give so much to. So it's we need lots more kind of underground sensors. We need more DNA methods and things like this for figuring out what's going on below the ground, because we can't see it directly. Clever people, clever scientists are doing all kinds of experiments to try and figure out what's being communicated and where.
And do we know how they choose which trees to give nutrients to? I mean, do they, for example, notice a tree might be dying and direct nutrients that direction? Or is it the weakest of the bunch gets to just die, you know, survival of the fittest?
Yeah, that's a great question. So there's some research that's been done that shows that nutrients can be taken from a mother tree and given to its seedlings, so that fungi can actually detect the who's genetically related to who in the network. And it's not clear whether it's the trees that are you know, kind of coercing the fungus to do that, or whether the fungus itself is figuring out how to do it. But they're it's absolutely fascinating stuff.
That is absolutely fascinating. They sound very important, obviously, to our ecosystem. Are there any dangers to it decline of fungi?
Well, so fungi haven't traditionally got a lot of attention from conservation biologists. So we think there's about 140,000 species of named fungi out there, but scientists are finding, you know, 1,600 new species of fungi a year worldwide. And the conservation of plants and animals is much more advanced than the conservation of fungi. So the first step is finding out what we've got, and molecular methods like DNA are incredibly useful for doing that. And then the second step is trying to figure out which habitats and communities they occur in. And they suffer from the same kinds of threats that animals and plants do. So habitat destruction, destruction of forests, for example, will reduce fungi in the soils as well. And things like nitrogen deposition from burning fossil fuels are also damaging to a lot of species of fungi. So if we can undertake the conservation measures that are out there for plants and animals, that'll probably benefit the fungi as well. But we probably need to do a bit extra for them. We just need to know a bit more about them first.
Okay, well, I, for one, want to know lots more. Yvonne, you have totally converted me. I'm now a fungus fan.
Brilliant.
Something I never thought I'd say, actually, but there you go, I've just said it. Thank you very much for joining us this evening on the show. That's Yvonne Buckley, Professor of Zoology at Trinity College Dublin.